Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 42. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 16. Some fog early Tuesday, then sunny with a high of 44, and clear skies over Tuesday night with a low around 20. Mostly sunny and 47 on Wednesday, then partly cloudy and 26 over Wednesday night. Cloudy into Thursday with a high of 41, and mostly cloudy throughout Thursday night with a low of 21. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 21 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. The Kansas Highway Patrol responded to a deadly crash on Highway 59 in Jefferson County Thanksgiving night. One individual was airlifted to the hospital and another was pronounced dead at the scene. KHP later identified the deceased as 81-year-old Rebecca Bryant of Oskaloosa. The call came in around 5:53. The two-vehicle head-on collision happened near the intersection of U-59 and 118th Street in Oskaloosa. One vehicle was heading southbound on U-59 when it went over the center line and struck the vehicle head-on. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a shooting, and they do have a boy in custody. Just before 4 p.m. on Wednesday, police responded to a reported shooting in the 8100 block of Perry Street in Overland Park. That's according to a media release. First responders discovered a boy who had been shot. He was transported to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Fox Tonight.
I will do everything in my power to make sure that I do not lose it.
Five celebrities are left in the Special Forces season finale. There's no prize, only pride.
The aim of interrogation is to push to see where their breaking point is.
Who can last for just one more day?
It's getting real.
It's the shocking season finale of Special Forces World's Toughest Test.
Tonight beginning at 8. Then it's your news, your time, with Fox Kansas News at 9.
One person was injured in an accident just before 6 o'clock Thanksgiving night in Saline County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2008 Chrysler Town & Country driven by Vicki Lynn Doyle, 61, of Ellis, was westbound on I-70 about 5 miles east of the I-135 interchange. The van rear-ended a 2024 Buick Enclave driven by Sharon Hendricks, 73, of Bird City, who had slowed for upcoming road construction. EMS did transport Doyle to Salina Regional Health Center. Hendricks was not injured. Both drivers were properly restrained. Lansing Correctional Facility inmate 29-year-old Darion's Terrell Charles Lott died Saturday night at the facility. Charles Lott was found unresponsive in his cell with no pulse. Life-saving measures were administered. The cause of death is pending further investigation and the results of an independent autopsy. Lott was serving a 172-month sentence from Wyandotte County for one count of aggravated battery with intent for bodily harm. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. The Nebraska State Patrol is investigating multiple deadly crashes that occurred during Friday's winter storm. Troopers responded to 14 crashes and performed 36 motorist assists in areas experiencing winter driving conditions Friday into Saturday morning. Winter driving conditions may continue in many areas of the state. Nebraska State Patrol urges all motorists to reduce speeds in winter driving conditions. The Nebraska State Patrol arrested one man following a reported drive-by shooting and standoff in Oshkosh, Nebraska, Wednesday night. The Gordon County Sheriff's Office was notified at 11 p.m. of a drive-by shooting that occurred near East Avenue H and East 3rd Street in Oshkosh. 54-year-old Henry Schuff of Oshkosh was taken into custody and is now lodged in Scottsbluff County Jail. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A representative with High Plains Resources met with Marshall County commissioners last week, advising that company will be doing seismic testing in western Marshall County starting this spring. They're studying for the presence of hydrogen and helium pockets, and crews will remain on public roads, which will not be closed to traffic. Studies are planned in Marshall, Washington, Riley, Clay, and McPherson counties in Kansas. Test wells were drilled this past year north of Blue Rapids, and more are planned into 2024 in the Barnes and Greenleaf areas. Washington County commissioners last week discussed a proposal to advertise for an economic development and tourism director. They are considering a combined position, but have not defined particulars as to salary or a timeline for hiring. Washington and Jefferson counties have reached an agreement with TC Energy for repair of a county road near Steel City, with bids to be approved for work this next spring. An initial estimate of $6 million was mentioned for addressing potholes, loose asphalt, and bumps in the road, which were aggravated by heavy truck traffic during the recent oil spill cleanup. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an offer from Tom Gudenkoff with P&J Solid Waste Management to purchase the Nemahal County Transfer Station. Commissioners advised they would take the offer under consideration. In open forum, Lori Schmelsley expressed concern with bias from the Planning Commission with regard to wind farm development, noting the revenue that wind farms could generate for Nemahal County. Following discussion with a Kansas Department of Transportation representative, a motion was approved unanimously to accept a $25,000 offer for a detour as the state will close K-9 near V Road for a box culvert installation. Nemahal County had initially suggested negotiation with concerns that in past, payments may have not completely covered additional maintenance expenses. They were assured the state will maintain open dialogue going forward. Emergency Preparedness Director suggested a public meeting to consider a resolution for burn bans during red flag warnings. Commissioners advised they would like to look into the idea further before scheduling a public meeting. A motion was passed unanimously to include a $50 gift certificate with Nemahal County employee payroll in November. The annual Frankfort Giving Day is Tuesday, November 28th, supporting over 30 local nonprofits and charitable causes. Donate online anytime at frankfortgives.org or in person Tuesday from 7 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. at the Allstadt Gallery. Donation forms are available at First National Bank in Frankfort, and can also be mailed to the Frankfort Community Foundation at Box 186 in Frankfort. Those donations November 28th will qualify toward 50% matching funds. Endow Waterville is concluding their annual match event this month, and contributions can be made through the Kansas Rural Center Foundation website. For information, phone 785-456-8444. Those contributions before November 30th qualify for matching funds. Pawnee City School Board will hold a special meeting Monday to decide whether the school will play eight-man or six-man football next season on a two-year cycle. Due to enrollment numbers, if they remain six-man, they would not qualify for playoffs. Land leasing strategies will be the focus for upcoming meetings planned in Belleville November 28th. And Clay Center, December 5th. Both meetings at 6 p.m. Lease agreement basics, landlord-tenant relations, and related topics will be discussed. For details, contact your local office of the River Valley Extension District. Librado Leroy Schnuck Lopez III, age 40, of Cortland, passed away Thursday, a result of a motor vehicle accident. He had worked briefly for KNDY after graduating in a broadcast program at Southeast Community College. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at Christ Lutheran Church, rural Pickerel. Burial in the church cemetery. Fox Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leroy Schnook Lopez. Misty V. Long, age 61 of Blue Rapids, passed away November 21st. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery near Frankfort. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Misty Long. Barbara A. Henricks, age 78, of Wymore, passed away November 21st. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial Tuesday, 1:30 at Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Nova Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Barb Henricks. James R. Jim Nortis, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Service Thursday at 10:30 with the Rosary at 10 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Nortis. Ronald L. Ron Jaquis, age 82, of Marysville, passed away November 23rd. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Ron Jaquis. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken strips, a biscuit, beets, and apricots. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, green beans, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Sunshine and a bit warmer on Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid-40s. And mostly clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower 20s. Sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Cloudy and slightly cooler into Thursday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And mostly cloudy over Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. North winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Even cooler into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And partly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Staying sunny and cooler throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-40s, then partly cloudy into Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. And sunny Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November 49, record high on this date 75, the average low 28, and the record low 1 below 0. Sunset this evening, 5:06, sunrise in the morning at 7:24. 2 to 4 inch accumulation of snow Saturday across the region. 2 inches as you headed north, 4 inches as you headed south. We kind of split the difference here in Marysville. 22 degrees this hour, and that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 27th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Ashley Home Store in Beatrice says thank you, as Stan and Judy Meyer are retiring and selling the operations effective December 1st. They thank all of their loyal friends and customers. As a small token of appreciation, 100% of sales last Thursday were donated to the food pantries in Beatrice, Wymore, Marysville, and Fairbury, with a whopping $12,700 contributed. All staff will remain with the store in transition to new owners of the Ashley Home Store at the Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
Philly's latest comeback. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Eagles-Bills tilt in Philadelphia needed a fifth quarter.
Three receivers left. Now Swift goes in motion. Hurts on a quarterback draw. He's at the five. He's in. Touchdown. The Eagles win.
The call on WIP. For a fourth straight week, the Eagles went into the second half trailing but got the W, rallying for a 37-34 overtime win. On Sunday Night Football, Ravens at the Chargers, leading 13-10 in the fourth and looking to put it away.
Now he brings Flowers in motion to the left. He gives it to Flowers in the jet sweep. He cuts inside the numbers. He's in the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Ravens!
The call on WBAL. Zay Flowers rushed for that touchdown and caught Baltimore's other TD. Ravens double up the Chargers 20-10. They're 9-3 on top of the AFC heading into their bye week. The Jaguars edge the Texans on the road for the number one seed in the AFC South, 24-21. Texans place kicker Matt Amendola missed what would have been the game-tying 58-yard field goal with under a minute left. The Broncos, looking for their fifth win in a row, hosted the injured Browns. Second quarter.
He keeps it again, running to the right side. Wilson leaps into the end zone. Touchdown, Denver.
The call on KOA. Russell Wilson's two-yard scamper put Denver up 14-0 en route to a 29-12 decision. The Chiefs rallied from a 14-0 hole to beat the Raiders 31-17. The Falcons over the Saints 24-15. Both teams are tied for the NFC South lead with records of 5-6. NBA, Knicks Suns tied at 113.
Booker driving right wing. He's going to fade from three. And
Oh, my! The call on KMVP. The Devin Booker three ball with 2 seconds left was the difference. Suns beat the Knicks 116-113. The Bucks erased a 26-point deficit to stun the Blazers 108-102. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
State football championships completed Saturday across Kansas as Axtell wins a third straight title, 8-man Division II. Shutting out South Central 50-0, game called on the point rule at the half. Nebelhall Central, a second-year winning Class 2A, took Hoisington 28-14. Basketball season tips off Thursday and Friday. Marysville Bulldogs open the season at Hiawatha Thursday night, their home opener with Sabetha Friday. Bulldog basketball, home and away games live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the name organic seems to be all the rave across the nation and here across the Mid-America region, wanting things to be healthy and clean when it comes to your food and certain products that you buy for your home. But are they really healthy and are they really beneficial for you when you purchase them from the store? As we sat down with State Representative Joe Seiwert from District Number 101 and a farmer out of the Pretty Prairie area that says that in the upcoming legislative session, one of the conversations that needs to be had is when it comes to pesticides and spraying along with chemicals on certain products, not making them as clean or healthy is what they say to be.
But just because you buy it from some vendor doesn't necessarily mean it, you know, I was in every business in town because I worked business systems, you know, for that little company.
Sure.
And so I was in all the manufacturing food plants and everything like that. And, you know, I worry about everything we get, you know, like paper plates. You know, they're all manufactured. Yeah. And all that manufacturing has chemicals on it to make it slide off when they make it.
Sure.
Is that cleaned off that plate or does it just go into the pile and it stacks it? Mm. So chemicals on farm ground. You know, again, a mistake we could have made just in programming. Yeah. We could get down to ounces an acre, you know, that's how accurate it is now compared to, well, if it's put 10 ounces on, if we put 20, it ought to work, you know.
Right.
But that was one of the things we noticed with Roundup. I don't make any agriculture chemical companies, man. Well, when we started out in the middle 90s, we was on the start of the market of no-till farming.
Sure.
And we did a lot of chemicals and start learning about it. So you could use Roundup to spray on crop ground, and you use 16 ounces and smoke it.
Sure.
And now we're at the rate of 60 to 70 ounces to do the same job.
Wow.
Did the weeds get more
tolerant?
He goes on to talk about some regulations of trying to rotate certain pesticides throughout the years that may be a topic of conversation in the upcoming Ag Committee meetings. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Menards 11% sale ends on Thanksgiving Day. Don't miss out. Lions is the perfect choice to give your bathroom a fresh new look. We carry a great selection of Lions tubs and showers that will match your style and your budget. Right now, get 11% off all Lions showers and tubs at Menards. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Alternative feedstuffs might be something that cattle producers want to consider using in their rations. K-State beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner discusses what people need to think about before deciding to feed it to their livestock. He explains why knowing what inputs were used within the feedstuff is vital.
One particular issue that often comes up is that many of the products or specialty crop type products that might be available, so if you think about dry beans or just any of those type of residues that are out there, I mean, oftentimes there's a lot of chemicals or herbicides that would be used in those products that, oftentimes there's really no consideration for grazing or haying considered on those labels. And so we really need to know, you know, when were those products applied? What were those products? You know, what are those label restrictions? That was one of the big discussion points with soybean hay this year is, you know, what products were applied. So that's a really good example of kind of knowing what's out there in terms of that. Even vegetable products, you know, we obviously know there's a lot of those products that are used, and they really just don't give much consideration that, you know, this could ultimately end up in a livestock stream. So they just don't tend to have that label approval.
How things are packaged can create issues for producers.
In some cases, the packaging itself, you know, you think about, we really don't give much thought to packaging material, but if you think about the large rubber bands that are around produce, right? You know, if those are still in place, what's the implications of that? Some packaging can certainly be processed. Some of that packaging would need to be removed prior to feeding. You know, obviously some of that we can process, but it may pass through the animal and then it creates a problem in the manure.
He discusses what alternative feedstuffs should be tested for before including them in feed for cattle.
But one of the things that we really need to be able to assess, you know, this product more accurately in terms of both the cost perspective and how we might use it into the ration, as well as compare it back to traditional feedstuffs, is to have a chemical analysis that's going to include all of those typical things like dry matter, crude protein, some estimate of the energy, the starch in that product as well. But then we need to take it a step further. As we think about these processes, you know, many of these are the product of a production process. And so anytime we do that, they really become non-natural product. And so what happens is we get some disproportionate concentrations of certain elements or nutrients that are out there. And so I really advise producers, especially in this alternative feedstuff category, to do a more thorough and complete analysis of some of these products that are out there that includes both the macro as well as the micro minerals.
That was K-State beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner on why getting an analysis done is important so that rations can be properly balanced for the cattle. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henrich at Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a Monday morning with a 10 o'clock start, so good morning to all. Well, the cattle news, certainly kind of a tough week in the markets again. Futures and live cash, 275 on the carcass as reported, with the cash at 177, certainly just a little bit weaker every week. So let's certainly hope for the future and to look for a green light on a turnaround in these cash cattle. Here today, 10 o'clock start at high noon. We'll get in the hay department in the small square bales. It's kind of light with the snow this weekend. In the alfalfa, I've got a group of 10 and 10, their third cut. and the straw 25 wired tied, excellent type stuff that'll come in here this morning. And so we hope to get more square bales here today. If you're in need, certainly give us a call here in the office here this morning. In the round alfalfa, we've got a excellent 12 round alfalfa fourth cut. They're going to weigh 1620. In the round grass, we've got another 12 of those that we've been selling every week. Also, out of Marysville, we've got round grass, 23 bales we'll sell in the increment best to suit you. And in the round corn stalks, very, very good 1,500-pound bales. There's 14 of the corn stalks. Well, on the inside, folks, we do have seven black families. They cannot be paired up, so we are going to attempt to sell seven times the money. They're going to be that 4 to 8 year olds, 250-pound calves, except for one bigger calf. And, folks, if we do not keep those as families, there's certainly going to be seven really good lightweight calves here today. Also, a red family, Shark Cross calf, who was born on 10-12, got a 2-week vac in that Shark calf that will be sold here today. Along with seven red bred cows, bred Red Angus, we'll pull a preg in a mouth on those and certainly have information here mid-morning here this morning. And the feeder cattle, it starts off like this, 5 head of black and red steer and heifers, folks. They're going to have a wean at 500 to 600 out of friend. Up at Pickerel, 10 Blackham, Black Baldy bull and heifer calves coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 400 to 600. Everything else is going to carry a wean here today. 11 black bulls, 30-day wean, 600 to 700. The Hoosa calves out of Liberty. Wilson's out of Bennett's got 35 head of super good black steer and heifers. They're going to be 500 to 650. Trenton and Kent Bus, 47 Red Angus steer and heifers, 500 to 600. Brian Busboom out of Cortland, 50 black and red steer and heifers, 500 to 600. Regeer cattle out of Beatrice, 54 black and Shark Cross steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 550 to 750. The Bartles cattle out of Sterling, 32 black baldies. They're going to be 575 to 675. Roland Harden out of Blue Springs, 48 black and black baldy super calves steer and heifers. They're going to be 550 to 700. Workhorse out of Nebraska City, 9 black steer and heifer yearlings are going to weigh 800. The little cattle out of Crab Orchard, 7 black and red steer and heifer yearlings, 8 to 8.5. Silk cattle out of Pleasantdale find 6 char bull and heifers, 3-week wean, 600. And the Winslow calves out of Steiner, 6 black and red steer and heifers wean coming off the grass, 600 to 700. So a nice run of calves here today, certainly. Give us a call. Tony Rick or Denny at 223-3571. Certainly appreciate your business and got a full team of Ryan Summerhalder, Gail Harden, Rick Jurgens, Dennis Henricks. We would be most interested in looking at your great set of calves. Well, I want to remind you about the bred cow sale coming up on December 14th. That is a super, super good run. It's online if you want to check out the listings. Then we'll be back January 18th for another bred cow special. Well, have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
7:32 from KNDY, 21 degrees. We'll melt some more of this snow away today, 40 to 45 on the high side. In that range, seasonal temperatures most of this week. After 2 to 4 inch accumulation of snow on Saturday, 2 inch range as you headed north across state line, closer to 4 as you head to points further south.
The use of cover crops is an old farming technique that's been making a big comeback. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 27th, the 331st day of the year. Actor Bruce Lee and guitarist Jimi Hendrix were both born on this day. If the vegetable garden is done and put to bed, a cover crop might be just the thing to improve soil conditions over the winter months. Cover crops will draw nutrients toward the surface, prevent erosion, reduce weeding time, suppress disease, and improve water infiltration. What's a good cover crop choice? Many people find that oats are ideal. They're inexpensive, grow quickly in a cool, wet fall, and are completely winter-killed. Ryegrass, grain rye, and clovers are other options. But research your choices thoroughly. Some cover crops can get out of hand and become a nuisance during the growing season. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more online at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. Kansas football capped off the regular season with a bang on Saturday, taking down Cincinnati on the road 49-16. The bowl-eligible Jayhawks are now standing at 8-4 on the season as they prepare to learn their bowl game fate in the upcoming weeks. It's the first 8-win season for Kansas since 2008. Number 19 Kansas State came up just short against Iowa State on Saturday night at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, falling 42-35 in the regular season finale. The Wildcats end their regular season with an 8-4 record, and they'll now await their bowl game fate in the upcoming weeks. The Kansas City Chiefs bounced back from their Monday night loss as they defeated the Las Vegas Raiders Sunday afternoon at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, 31-17. Kansas City is now 8-3 on the season. They'll be on the road once again next Sunday, taking on the Green Bay Packers in primetime at 7:20. Mid-America Network Sports.
On a snowy Saturday in Newton, Kansas, the Axel Eagles are your 2000.